Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof Vav. We are continuing Nehemiah's brief synopsis of Jewish history, a crash course in Jewish history. So until now, until Pasuk Chof Vav, he described all the events which happened from the time of Avraham Avinu. He began with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Bacharta BeAvram. Interestingly, he picked up past the time of the beginning of the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, we also have a brief synopsis of history. There we start with Terach Avi Avram. We start with Mitchilo Oivde Avoda Zara Hoyu Avosa. I think it's an interesting point that in the Haggadah we have a synopsis of history. I mean, it's a shorter synopsis. But yet, there in the Haggadah, we begin with Mitchilo Oivde Avoda Zara Hoyu Avosainu, and we start with Terach. And Terach, we mention of Lot, and Terach and Lot are important people as well, because from Terach and Lot, thanks, comes Melech HaMashiach. And Nehemiah, when he describes Jewish history, he does not go that far back. He begins with Avram. So it's interesting when you want to summarize history in a few sentences, who are you going to begin with? The Baal Haggadah began with Terach, and Nehemiah begins with Avram. By the way, who of the Haggadah? Haggadah was written by Elio. The tradition is that Elio Hanavi himself wrote the Haggadah. We don't have really any other Makar, who is the author, who composed the Haggadah, but that is the tradition. Okay, really, then now we're up to Pasuk Chavav, where it takes a turn for the worse. Vayamru vayimrdu bach, that the Jewish people rebelled after.
Which Pasuk is that again?
Chavav. They vayamru, two different expressions of rebellion. I think one of the first ones says that the repetition is nothing more than to emphasize. Vayamru is a lightweight rebellion. Vayimrdu means a complete deterioration of morals, of loyalty, of values, and it's in a much more intense form of rebellion. But we have two expressions: vayamru vayimrdu bach. They rebelled against Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayashpichu es toyrasecha acharei gavam. They took the Torah and they threw it behind their backs. Gavam means their bodies. Gavam, their bodies. Sometimes it's translated as their backs. The Mitzvot here translates as gufam. V'yesneviecha harogu. They murdered your prophets. Who was murdered? Yeshai was murdered by his own grandson. Yirmiyah wasn't murdered, but there was many attempts on his life. Zechariah was murdered by Yoash, the very one who Zechariah's father saved the life of Yoash. That was a very great tragedy that the father of Yoash was responsible for. The father of Zechariah was responsible for the existence of Yoash, and yet Yoash had no Hakara Satov, and he ordered the execution of Zechariah. That event took place on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, when he was giving Musar to stop worshipping idols. So there was at least two, there are more examples. Here we have two examples. What were the prophets trying to do when they were murdered? They were trying to warn the people that they shall do tshuva, they shall return to Hashem. But instead they did, they committed crimes that of great horror, anger. And the word na'atza literally means
provocation.
There is no we had the word before. That's why the mitzudos and pasuk yud ches na'atza saying kas ubi zayon, anger. Back to pasuk chav ches, the mitzudos started, they angered. They angered Kadosh Baruch Hu. So here the Jewish people, by murdering the prophets, this is considered to be an act of two different expressions of anger. They angered Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it was a terrible disgrace for themselves. Pasuk of Zayin, Vatitnei Biyad Sarem, due to their punishment. So here we begin to describe Hashem delivered them in the hand of their enemies, Vayotzeru Lohem, and their enemies. Their enemies caused them pain, caused them suffering, and then with the Eis Sarasa, Sam Yitzaku. And then we describe here the cycle which we find in such great detail in Sefer Shoftim, where the Klal Yisrael sins, Hashem gives them over in the hands of their enemies, and then they cry out to Hashem. Hashem selects a leader, a Shofet, and the Shofet rises up and he saves the people. Then everything is good for a couple of years, and then they backslide. The process, the cycle goes, starts all over again. You would think that they would learn from their mistakes. No such thing. The cycle continuously repeats itself. However, each cycle gets worse and worse. The sins that are committed each cycle are worse, and the salvation that comes in each subsequent cycle is not as great, as thorough as the salvation that came before. So here we describe in this pasuk this cycle. The Esar Sam Yitzaku Elacha. At the time of their tzar, they call out, they cry out to you. But and the Ato you Mishamayim Tishma, you listen. And with your great compassion, you bring forth leaders. It's a very interesting idea. Miracles, salvation doesn't happen without a leader. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Yecholus, can do whatever he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring salvation without any leaders. But it's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. He selects leaders. And make that point, Titein Lohem Moshiim, you grant the Jewish people the appropriate saviors, Vayoshi'um, and these saviors save the people miyat sodehem from their enemies. Uchanoyach lohem. Here's the vicious cycle. And then when things calm down, it gets easy and gets quiet, and there's menucha. Yoshuvu laso Yisrael lefenecha. They return to evil before you. Vatazvein. And again, so you reciprocate. You abandon them biyad oyvehem. Vayirdu vohem, and they rebel. Vayirdu vohem, and they rule, Rudia, and they rule over, they subjugate the Jewish people. Vayashuvu, and the cycle continues. And then Klal Yisrael does tshuva. Vayizokucha, they cry out to you. Viato, and you, Mishamayim Tishma, you listen to their prayers. Vasatzilem Kerachamecha Rabos Itim, and you save them according to your compassion many times. Itim are times, Rabos many times. You have Rachmanis. Now, the first thing to point out over here in this pasuk, Vayirdu vohem vayashuv vayizokucha, they point out that even though the tshuva is not 100% sincere, they're only crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu because they're suffering from physical pain. That's not the ideal. The ideal is a person to cry to Kadosh Baruch Hu because he recognizes that his suffering is due to his averos. There is a connotation here in this part of the pasuk is that the reason why they're crying out is nothing more than they just can't bear the suffering anymore. So we would wonder, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachmanis on us when we don't recognize the cause of our pain? And the answer is yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion is infinite, even if we don't recognize the reason why the cause of our pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he invests in us, he saves us from our suffering when we cry out to him, even for the wrong reasons, hoping that ultimately we will do tshuva and come to a higher spiritual level. Pasuk of Tes, Vatoad Bohem Lahashivam El Torasecha, you warn them. Tod means edus. You testify, you produce, you bring forth prophets. And the prophets warn them. And not only prophets, Malachim, there was some Malachim that were tzaddikim, especially in Malchei Yehuda. There were many tzaddikim. Vatoad Bohem. And the kings and the prophets warned them, Lahashivam El Torasecha, to do tshuva, to return to your Torah. Vehem of the Jewish people, Hezidu, they rebel, they act with rebellion, they are wicked. V'lo shamu l'mitzvasecha, they did not listen to your commandments, v'mishvatecha chatuvam, and concerning your mishpatim, they sin concerning them, they ignore them. Now here is an interesting expression. What is the purpose of the mishpatim and the chukos and the mitzvos? Asher yaseh adam v'choyah vohem. The purpose of Hashem's mitzvos and mishpatim is that a person shall observe them and live through them. They will be for a person a source of life. Vayitnu chosef soyreres. This is unique to Nehemiah. We don't have this in Chumash, this expression. They turn their back. Chosef means a shoulder. Soyreres is like, is wayward, to turn backwards. Soyreres. They rebel. They take their shoulder and they turn it. This is an expression of turning their entire body backwards. The arpam hikshuv lo shameu, and they turn their neck. When you're talking to them, they turn their neck. That's another expression, two different expressions, which seemingly are the same idea. They do not pay attention. They act with chutzpah, v'loy shameyu, and they do not, they harden their neck, and they do not listen. Pasuk lamed, v'atimshach aleihem shanim rabos. However, here's his part of your compassion. V'atimshach means to extend. Although they rebel against you, you do not immediately punish them. You grant them a grace period. You extend upon them as a word. There's a few words missing from this pasuk. It's a short form. But Timshoch, you extend upon them kindness, chesed, rachamim. Even though they are rebelling, they are sinning, you do not punish them right away. You give them this, you warn them slowly, little by little. Shanim rabos, v'atod bom, beruchacha b'yad v'yecha, and you warn them with your spirit. It's not clear what that means exactly, with your spirit. With your kedusha through your prophets, but v'loy hazinu, but they always refuse to listen. V'atitnem biyad ame harotzos, and then the result is they are delivered in the hand of their enemies. Paslamet aleph uvrachamecha rabim lo yasi sam kolov lo yazavtam, and due to your great compassion, you did not completely, kala means complete obliteration. You always, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, you always leaves over survivors. And from those survivors, there is rejuvenation and rebuilding. V'loy asi sam kolo, v'loy azavtam, you do not fully abandon them. Ki kel chanun v'rachumot, because you are a God that is compassionate. Chain chanun means matnas chinam. You give gifts for things that we do not deserve, and you have rachamim. Rachamim simply means a person is deserving. There is some degree of deserve something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates by rewarding you for what you deserve, and he gives you even more than what you deserve. But rachum has some connotation where you deserve it a little bit. You've shown that you want to do tshuva, you want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem reciprocates. Chanun is an expression which means zero. It's a pure investment. Matnas chinam. It's a gift. You don't deserve anything, but yet Hashem gives you chayim. The ata.
You just said 2 minutes ago, Rabbi, that they sin so much. He only does it out of whatever. They don't deserve anything. But now we're mixing.
There's a lot of poetic repetition. I don't know. I don't really know the details. There's obviously a lot of depth. I don't know more than the very simple translation. You have to. I don't know. How are you saying? Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'ata Elokeinu Hakel Hagadol Hagibah V'Hanira, and now our God. Here we finally have all of the expressions together. This part of it, we say this davening in the Slichos, but we had already this expression many times in the beginning of Sefer Nechemiah and in Ezra, but here we have it all together again. This was said by the Anshei Knesses Hagedola. There is a discussion who exactly composed this entire perek. Was it composed by Nehemiah? Was it composed by the Anshei Knesses Hagedola? Was it composed by the prophets, which was Ezra and Zechariah, Chagi Malachi? Who exactly wrote this? There are many different opinions. It's not exactly clear. It's very likely that this was a conglomeration. There's a lot of different people who participated in putting together this nusach, and this expression Chazal tell us came very specifically from the Anshei Knesses Hagedola. Were 120 Zakenim. Many of these Zakenim were Nevi'im, were prophets, even though the prophecy was not recorded because it was not necessary to be known for Ludoiros, but there were many prophets in those 120 Zakenim. In fact, we're going to have a list of them in Perek Yud. We have 84 of them, if I'm not mistaken, 84 of the Anshei Knesses Hagedola. Their names are going to be listed, and they composed this expression. They restored the Machzor HaTorah LeYoshna. They brought back finally in its complete form, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, V'Hanoa. What we say every day in davening, we say this is Shemona Esrei. And even though Yirmiyah and Doniel, they deleted from the nusach the words Gibar and Noira, Aye Givu Roisav, Aye Noiraisav. Where is Hashem's Gavur? Where is Hashem's Noira? The Goyim have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They have exiled the Jewish people. And along came the Anshei Knesses Hagedola here 95 years later, and they recognized the fact that the Jewish people have survived. Hein Givu Roisav. a small little nation can't survive. That is, we discussed without the great love at other times, we're not going to go through now, but we have over here the four expressions all brought back together. Just one other small point, I didn't mention this ever before, is besides the interpretation that we've given many times, every single Shabbos in the Nusach of Nishmas, right before we come to Baruch Hu on Shabbos, we actually explain what these four words are. Right, we say, this is the end of Nishmas. Nehalelcha u'nishabeicha u'nefarecha u'nevarecha Hashem kodeshecha ka'amur l'david baruchi nafshi yes Hashem v'chol k'ravai Hashem kodesha. Now what's next? Hakel b'satzumos zecha l'bechol shmachtibol nesach v'hanar b'nesecha ha'melech ha'yeshev alki seirah m'nisa. Okay, so many of us just mumble this up very quickly, but pay close attention. Look at the words, Hakel. Hashem is Hakel. What does that mean? What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hakel? So the next two words explain the translation of Hakel is, Bisa'atsumos uzecha, in your awesome might. Uzecha is might, Satsumos atzma'ot, the essence, right? Tomorrow is Yom Atzma'ot. Here's the word. You say it every single Shabbos. Bisa'atsumos uzecha, in the essence of your might. Okay, that's Hakel. The next word, Hagadol. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol b'chvod shemecha, in the honor of your name. Next words, Hagibar. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibar? Lanetzach, for all eternity. And what does it mean, V'hanoira? Hashem is awesome. B'noira oisecha, in your awesomeness. I don't know really the deeper meaning of this, but it does open up a little bit, a little teeny opening of more of a bayer of what these four words mean. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, V'hanayra. It's kedai to focus on this every Shabbos when the Nusach HaTfilah Nishmas, we actually explain what these four words mean. Not everyone's even aware. Say it so quickly that here this part of the davening is explaining to us what this means, especially on the Shalosh Regalim. That's where the Shatz starts from. The Shatz doesn't start from Sheichenad Hakel. We explain these four words. What would that mean? What would be the deeper meaning of saying? What would be the deeper meaning? It would mean that, I think there's a little drush. Just like there was a tkufa, a period of time, when these words were removed, were absent, were deleted from the Nusach HaTfilah, because it was hypocritical. How could you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibar and a Noira when the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed and we're in Galus? And then finally, after 95 years, we came to have a much deeper understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hanhag of the world. Hein, hein, Givuroisav, hein, hein, Noiroisav, and it was restored. Likewise, every single Shabbos, we very quickly pass over it. Because on a regular Shabbos, it's not as noticeable, the Gevura and the Neurois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you come to the Shalosh Regalim, and you dwell upon the Kedusha of the Yom Tif, we're on a higher spiritual level. We have a greater appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. And then, just like the Anshei Knesset HaGadola now, after 95 years, matured, and they came to a deeper level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga after the Churban Bayis Rishon. This was approximately 95 years after Hagadola. Now is really when So this is 95 years after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Churban Beis Hamikdash, that was the ultimate shock for Klal Yisrael. They never believed that Hashem would destroy his Beis Hamikdash. And most people who study Chazal, they believe that was the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not possible for a nation to survive in Galus. Klal Yisrael would just assimilate and ultimately disappear. The survivors would assimilate and slowly disappear, and the Klal Yisrael would never be able to come back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. 95 years later, to the surprise of the entire world, Klal Yisrael has come back to Yerushalayim. They rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. They're offering korbanos. They set up, they even put up a wall. They have some sense of security. It's not like it was before. And Nehemiah and Ezra, they have made a bris. Klal Yisrael's on the way up. And now they come to a realization, the Netzach Yisrael lo yishager. Klal Yisrael will always be around, no matter what, in the darkest of times. Even if this Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, we already learned from history that Netzach Yisrael lo yishager. They had a new appreciation of what it means. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, V'Hanoira. It's a whole different world. And therefore they restored the old Nusach HaTfilah. That in essence is what we're doing, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On a regular Shabbos, we say it. We say it every day. We say in Shemoneh Esrei every day, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, V'Hanoira. Okay, but we don't have, but do we really appreciate what we're saying? Yes and no, not to the full degree. When it comes to Shalosh Regalim, that's already a much higher level. We're in a state of Simcha. We make Hachanis V'Yom Tov. We do the Mitzvah Hayom. We raise ourselves up spiritually, and therefore the Shatz focuses, highlights, underscores these four words. He sings with a beautiful nigun. Hakel, it's not such an easy nigun. You have to know how to do it. Not everyone knows how to do Hakel. You have to start, right? Any valid feel here? Hakel is not so easy to do. This little shtickle over here, it's not for the faint of heart. You have to, I mean, you can fake it out, right? But if you really want to do it well, not so easy. But that's what you do. You focus on these four words. Hakel, Besatzumos Uzecha. Hagadol, Bechvoit Shemecha. Hagibar, Lonetzach. V'Hanoira, B'Noirosecha. Because it's now the Shalosh Regalim. It's now, we relate to these words the same way the Anshei Knesset Hagadol related to these words 95 years after the Churban. And a regular Shabbos, we relate to those words in between, before those 95 years. Okay. Let's go to the next. So here we have Atoy Elokeinu Elokel Hagadol Hagibah V'Hanayra Shemer HaBris V'Yaches. You are the guardian of the Bris V'Yaches. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Bris with Avraham. We have the Bris of us. So here it's Hashem is Shemer the Bris. The problem is Chazal tell us that Tamu Bris of us. That at the time of it's a Rashi, and I forgot where the time of Chizkiyahu already. Time of Chizkiyahu, that we no longer were zocher to the bris of us. So, we have the zuchus of us. The zocher, the chasdei was zuchus, the Tosfos says, tamu bris of us, but we still have zuchus of us. What's the chilz between bris and zuchus? Bris is, you don't have to do anything. Just the fact that we are biological descendants of Avraham Avinu, that itself is a zuchus, is a advocate. That merit alone is an advocate for Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, we have sunk so low, Chazal tell us, that just the fact that we are biological descendants of Avraham Avinu, the Avos, is not going to make any difference. What will make a difference is if we work on ourselves, if we connect, at least even in the smallest way, we actually follow in their midos of Chesed, of Yira, and Emes, that triggers, that activates the zuchus of the avos. We have to make the input. We have to go through the effort. That's between zuchus and bris. However, there's a famous sfasemes, and the sfasemes says, even though tamu bris avos, but bris imohos loy tamu. That the imohos, the zuchus of the whatever this means, I don't know exactly what it means, these ideas, but even though the Gemara says the bris of us, the imohos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, that always remains with us. Just the fact that we are biological descendants of the imohos, that itself is a merit for Klal, because their merit is greater than the merit of the men. Very nice. Nice word from the Sfasemes, and he based this on a pasuk. It's a medrash in Shir Hashirim, Medalek al Haharim Mekadetz al Hagvos. So it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Medalek al Haharim. Who are the Harim? Those are the Avos. Mekapetz al Hagvos. The hills is the Imohos. They're the hills. What's the difference between Medalek and Mekapetz? Medalek is when you walk very quickly, you always have one foot on the ground. Mekapetz is when you jump. when you jump over a river, you jump over a stream or over a pit, both feet are above the ground, are lifted above the ground. So it takes a lot more effort to jump than it does to skip. When you contrast jumping versus skipping, jumping is a much greater power, because both feet are off the ground. You're flying in the air. Nothing is supporting you, and yet you're in motion. When you skip, you always have one foot on the ground. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he jumps, it means he overlooks. He overlooks our deficiencies. But when he overlooks by skipping, one foot is always on the ground. We always somehow have to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least slightly. At least one foot, we gotta be connected. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of the Imahos, Sar Rivka Rachel Valeya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skips. Nothing is connected to the ground. Just a reminder, just to remember them, that enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to jump up. But here we have this idea in the Pasuk where it says that Hashem is still the Shomer HaBris. It's not clear what this means exactly, because already at this point in time, Bris Avos came to an end. That already came to an end in the middle of the time of towards the end of the Bayis Rishon. V'yach Chesed, Hashem is the guardian of the Bris, not just the Bris, the covenant, but also the Chesed that He promised to Avram Avinu. Now He makes a very fascinating prayer. Nehemiah, or whoever, or the Anshagna Sagadola. The request is, Yal Yiman Lufanecha is Kol Hatullah Asher Mitzvahasnu. Do not make light of all of the Tullah. The Tullah means the suffering, the pain. The Mitzudos Tzion explains it to mean, Inin Yigia V'Torach. Yigia, our effort, our suffering. He will translate our suffering. Do not make light of it. Asher mitzvahasnu, which has come upon us. Who? Limolchen. We now explain our kings. Lissarenu, our princes. Ulechoy hanenu, our priests. Vilin vienu, our prophets. Vila avosenu, our forefathers. Ulechol amecha, and your entire nation. Mimei malche asher, going back from our first exile. The first major exile of Klal Yisrael was the Aseres HaShvatim, 200 years before the Churban Bayis, not less, 150 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon. Melech Ashur, Sancheiriv Melech Ashur, he relocated, he exiled the Aseres HaShvatim. From then, Ad Hayom Azen, till now we already, everyone has been exiled, Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar exiled, the remaining two Shvatim, don't make light of our suffering. So what does he mean to say here? Rav Schwab explains this in much more detail, that the fact that we suffer, will that serve as an atonement for our sins? So generally speaking, not necessarily. Just because we suffer, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon a person Yisurin is to awaken him that he's not following in Hashem's ways, he should do tshuva, and then the suffering, the Mela, will serve as an atonement. But if a person doesn't wake up from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, then his Yisurin, his pain, his suffering, will not serve as an atonement because he didn't get the message, and then he will need to suffer more until Hashem will stop bringing upon him pain, until there will be redemption. So here, Nehemiah and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah is making a very powerful statement, a very powerful request. We have suffered greatly from the time of Melech Ashur all the way until now. The suffering has been going on for now about 250 years, maybe even more. The Aseres HaShvatim and the Bavel, basically Beis HaMikdash, and all the persecution we had in Persia with Nebuchadnezzar, Merodach, Baal Shetzar, and then Modai, Paras, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, and what's taking place in Eretz Yisrael. We acknowledge that we didn't fully get the message. That's really what he's saying between the lines. We acknowledge that you're punishing us, and we should wake up and get the message and do tshuva. We acknowledge that we're stiff, we're blind, we have not fully absorbed what you're trying to tell us. But nevertheless, we have suffered. We suffer, we have, we do, Therefore, that suffering, we beg of you, Hashem, shall serve as an atonement for our sins, and you should now have compassion upon us and bring the Gula. This is a request, because if you don't get the message, then as the message has not, then you suffered for nothing. And we acknowledge we did not get the message, but still let the suffering not be for nothing, let it serve as an atonement. Do not make light of the suffering. And who has suffered? Everyone, the kings and the princes and the Kohanim and the Nevi'im and our forefathers and the entire nation. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, I want to try to finish this parak today. The Atot Tzadik, you Hashem are righteous, Al Kol Habo'olenu, here is the ultimate Siduk Hadin. Okay, this is the pasuk. One of the pasuk said, "Adin, you are righteous." Al kol habolenu, concerning everything that has happened to us, we have no complaints. We acknowledge that you are righteous. What we deserve, what we have received. It's a very powerful statement. Ki emes or sisa, what you have done is emes. It's true. We deserve it's what we have received. It's not sheker. It's not a lie. It's very interesting. I did translation of MS. You would not, if we were writing this pasuk, I don't know. I don't think the average person would use the word MS in this context. So you say, "Ki tzadik v'ato tzadik al kol habolenu ki we deserved ki gomalnu." I don't know if the MS is not something that's what it says here. That this is a translation of MS, that when you get what you deserve, that is the form, the ultimate form of MS. Vanachnu hirshanu, we have acted wickedly. You Hashem are righteous, we are Rishonim. This is the ultimate expression of Tzidik Hadin. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'yes melucheinu v'sreinu chayinu v'avaseinu, our kings, our princes, our kohanim, v'avaseinu, lo'asu tarasecha, did not fulfill your mitzvahs. V'lo'yikshinu El mitzvah secha, and they did not hearken. They did not pay close attention to your commandments. Ule eid voisecha, and to your testimony. Eid voisecha means your testimony. It's another form of commandments. Asher ha'idoisabohem, which you have warned them. You have to warn them to fulfill. Veheim b'malchusam uvetuvcha harav, and them in their kingdom when they ruled during the time of their rule, ubetuvcha harav, and during the period of time, you have to add words into the pasuk, during the period of time when you bestowed upon them enormous good, asher nasat lohem uve'eretz harachava. So here's one of the nuschos. We have this in Eretz Yisrael, we have this in the Devarim, and of course this has been incorporated into benching. Very appropriate this time of the year when people in Eretz Yisrael all over the world, they commemorate Eretz Yisrael, will be Eretz Harachavi Hashmena, and in the land that is Rachav, that is wide, the Hashmena and fatty, Asher Nasata Lifnehem, Loy Avaducha, they fail to serve you. Veloshavu Mimma Aleim Horam, and they did not do true from their evil deeds. Hine Anachno Hayem Avadim, today we are acknowledging our pathetic state. Today, even though we have a Beis HaMikdash and we have a wall around Yerushalayim, we are still considered slaves to the Persian government. This is a critical understanding. People, even if you don't,
because they were paying taxes.
People think, oh, there was a Bayis Rishon. And people who are not knowledgeable in these inyanim think, oh, there's a Bayis Rishon, there's a Bayis Sheni, there was autonomy, and they were the own nation. No such thing. The Bayis Sheni was never the real deal. They broke Kerbanos. So we can bring Kerbanos today also. If we knew exactly where the Mokim HaMikdash is, we don't know. We can't bring Kerbanos today for many other reasons, because we don't know where the Mokim HaMikdash is. Right? We have to know the precise location of the Mizbeach. We have really no way of knowing that. We need Kohanim. We don't have Kohanim Yuchasim. We need Big Day Kohuna, which requires that we have Techelas. We don't have with absolute certainty Big Techelas. And we need Tahara. Okay, so we'll say that Tomer Hodra Betzibur, it's not so simple. It's not simple Tomer Hodra Betzibur. When you apply those rules, when you don't apply those rules, so we need the Paraduma. So there are many technical reasons why we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. To go back 1,980 years, so they didn't have all of these technical reasons.
For technical reasons, were not issues. They had Tcheles, they had Koyanim Yechasim, they knew exactly where the Mikdash was. So just take away the technicalities. Think about it. It's really no different today than it was years ago. Take away the technicalities. You can build a Beis HaMikdash, you can put up curtains, and you can bring Korbanos. It's not a big deal. It really isn't a big deal. The big deal is something that we have no clue is the Hashra'as Hashchina. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall send down to this world His divine presence and accept the Korbanos. What does that mean? No one today has any clue to what that means. You can take an animal today and you can slaughter it. You can collect the blood and take the blood, make a mizbeach and put it on the four corners. So what? What have you accomplished? Okay, you've done what the Torah told you to do. But have you really fulfilled the essence of what a carbon is? Has it changed you? If we don't have the Shechina resting within our midst, the whole thing is futile. It doesn't mean anything. What do I need this for? I don't need the Korbanos.
Essential ingredient.
The essential ingredient is the Hashra'as Hashchina. So it appears that during the time of the Bayis Sheni, yes, I know, there was some degree of Shechina, you can't say not, but Chazal very clearly tell us all the miracles, the real Hashra'as Hashchina never really returned. And therefore, it's really very not much different than it is today. Just take away the technical difficulties. Over 2,000 years, we have some technical problems about the Beis HaMikdash. But here it's very clear, it's very explicit in Sefer Nehemiah, which you can't ignore, that they have a Beis HaMikdash, they have the walls of Yerushalayim, everything is functional, everything is in order, and yet he says, Hinei, anachnu hayoim avodim, we're slaves. You're not going to find this expression in Sefer Melachim during the time of the Bayis Rishon. You're not going to find that. You're not going to find it in Sefer Shoftim. In Sefer Shmuel. Even before they had the baby, they had Shiloh, they had Nevi Givayin. Here, we're slaves. Here we have the Nusach from the Al HaMichya. Okay, this is a great Nusach. Where else does it come from? The Al HaMichya comes from over here. The Aretz, the earth. Asher Nusat Al HaVaseinu Le'echol Espiria. V'yes tuva, lechol mipir v'nispa mituva, to be saved from its goodness. L'chayra comes straight from here. We don't have the word v'nispa in this pasuk, but we have the same expression to eat all nuschos of tefillah. Kimat every single nusach of tefillah can be traced to a pasuk in Tanakh. That's a yesod. All the mafarshim say that. The reason why we don't really know what we're saying. If we know what we're saying, you're picking up when you say the Al HaMichya. You're really picking up not from Chumash Devarim. You're picking up from Nehemiah. It relates to a different kufa, and we have the whole flavor of what's taking place. It opens up a whole new understanding of what Al HaMichya is all about. Lechem is period of this is from this to, but he from its goodness and it's for its fruit and its goodness. Hinei anachnu avodim aleha. We are slaves aleha. You promised our forefathers that we'll be able to eat from its fruit, from its goodness. Yet, what do we have? We have nothing. We're nothing more than slaves upon this land. It's not our land. Usevu asa. Marbol l'malachim, it's produce. Who gets the produce? Not us. The produce goes, marbol l'malachim, goes to the kings, goes to the Persian government. All the produce goes taxes to a foreign government. Asher nasat aleinu b'chata sinu, which you have put upon us in due to our sins. And they rule over our bodies. Here we are, we're living in the land, but we're slaves in our own land. Uviv hemtenu kirit sainam, and they rule over our animals according to their will. Uvitzara gidoyla anachnu. We are in a great state of distress. Fascinating to say such a nusach when you are with the business. Let's see over here. This is the end of the paragraph. Let's try to go through the Rashi list of Rashis very quickly. Starting from Pasuk Chav, there aren't too many Rashis. We're starting from Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'atah mishamayim tishma. And you from heaven tishma hayisa shameh. Tishma is lashon osid. Okay, it's the future tense. However, it's used poetically to refer to the past as well. It means constantly. When we want to express that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we constantly listen to us in the past, it's it's common to use a future tense. It's like a borrowed tense. Now you have borrowed words which are totally out of, don't really fit literally into the context, but you borrow them from other expressions, so you do that as well in the tense of a word. You take a tense of future, in the future you'll do it, and it's used to express how ye saw Shema in the past, you listen to us. V'timshach aleim, mashacht aleim rachanim shloyish lahashritzam, v'timshach Rashi points out that there are missing words, it's a mikcho kotzer, it's missing words, you extend upon them rachanim, shloy lahashritzam, not to destroy them, al kol abo, al kol maise, yisurecha, horoy masher abo aleinu, upon all of the suffering which came upon us, you had pity upon us and you redeemed us from our suffering. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Hine Anachnu Avodim Olechu, we are slaves, Anachnu Ma'al Mas, L'chol Lo'akum, we have to pay taxes. It's very appropriate for today, right? Everyone, I hope we do your taxes by now. Today, April 15th.
A lot,
very apropos for today. It's yesterday's daf also. Yesterday's daf was that if you put your Erev, because tomorrow the tax collector is coming. So it's very good. On April 14th, you're talking about what's going to happen tomorrow on Shabbos. It's Friday. That's the daf yesterday. It's Friday. You put down your Erev, make it tonight. Tomorrow the tax collector is coming, so I want to run away or I want to greet him. Two different yourselves. Either you want to run away, or you want to be mekabel him so you can engage him and complain to him that it's not fair why you're paying so much. That's pasuk lamed zayin. Lamed zayin is utuvu asa marba shel eretz yisrael marba ma'adani melachim malchay akim. That the delicacies ma'acholim ma'adani ma'acholim l'malachay akim. The delicious produce of Eretz Shol is being stolen from under our eyes and being given away to foreign governments. Asher nasat aleinu shei moshel, when they rule over us. Let's run through some of the mitzvahs very quickly. Just going to run through it. We'll find some hidden treasures in the mitzvahs of Pasuk Chavav. Vayamru, then we'll stop. Vayamru, vayimrudu, hu kofal ha'inyin b'mashama v'yora al Goydel Hamarida, the Mitzvah makes very light of these two words. It's nothing more than just a poetic repetition to emphasize an intense degree of rebellion. Other Mepharshim are more detailed. They ascribe different ideas to the two different words. Heidu Bom, the prophets warned us. Hishu Bom Kiroiv Hamashim Mashim Be'edim. Why does it use the word Heidu? The word Heidu is used throughout Tanakh. We were warned. But that's not what it literally means. It literally means testimony. Testimony involves witnesses. So here the Mitzudos comes to the rescue and explains the reason why we borrow this term for warning is because when people were warned, witnesses are supplied. Witnesses are present. Hasra Eidai. So, but the Heidu. So it's just like the Nevi'im, when they said prophecy, well, those witnesses, they're saying prophet, they're giving Musar to people who are rebellious. No one's listening, there's just the prophet and the people. So there are witnesses being provided. Most of the time, when one warns another, Mashim Be'edim, they are warned with witnesses. L'man lo yikochesh, so that the listener should not deny in the future that he was ever warned. That's why we borrow this term. Uchinoyach lehem. So here we describe the vicious cycle. We sin, Hashem punishes us, we do tshuva, then we forget about, then we go back and we sin again. We backslide, we sin, Hashem then punishes us, and then we cry out. They cry out, many times, the entire Sefer Yoshua and Shoftim is full of exactly of this cycle, this vicious cycle which went on in Sefer Shmuel for 400 years. So here is something very powerful, that even when they did the mitzvos were not done l'shem shamayim. They were done for personal gain. When a person did an avera, and he was chayav misa, you know why they killed him? They didn't kill him because he did the avera. They killed him because we hate you, because we just don't like you. You're just not part of the club. So even when a person was guilty and he was killed because he did an avera, the murder of a person was, he was not killed l'shem shamayim. He was killed because we had pleasure in killing the person. So it's a very scary idea, what he says. Well, that's how he teaches the Pasuk of Tes. The Hema Hezidu, look at the Pasuk of Tes, the middle of the Pasuk, they acted with wickedness. And with your mitzvos, they sinned with them. When I read the pasuk, I translated that the word of mishpatecha goes back on the word v'loy shamu. V'loy shamu l'mitzvosecha, and they did not listen uvim mishpatecha chatuvam. It's a poetic expression. They did not listen to your mishpatim, and they sinned concerning them. Which means they
double up.
This is just a poetic expression. That's not how he's translating. He's translating mishpatecha chatuvam. No, they did the mishpatim. They did it. They did the mishpatim. But when they did the mishpatim, they did not do l'shem shamayim. They did it for the wrong reason. And they did it and therefore they sinned with the mishpat. And there was a mishpat that Reuven is chayiv misa because Reuven did avodah zara. He's chayiv misa. So the mishpat is, we're going to kill Reuven. When they killed him, what were they thinking? Ah, what a pleasure to get rid of this guy. Avodah zara, we couldn't kill less than avodah zara. So as far as we're concerned, worship whatever you wanted. We're happy to kill you, so now we can loot all of your possessions. We're happy to kill you because you're just not our friend, you're just not nice to us. So with the they sin in their observance of the mitzvahs. Asher yaseh, right next from Mitzulis, Rotzloy Mahamishpatim, Asher im yaseh, or some other yaseh, Chaim Ba'avurim, a person of the mission with the right reason, he will receive life. Hinehim Chotubam, they rebelled. Ketzef Soyeres, they turned their backs, their shoulders. Ka'odam Hamesir, Kispoy upoyne lelechas, when a person turns his shoulder to run away. But you were kind, you were very kind to us, you extended grace upon us. So you translate the ruach means a ruach, a spirit of prophecy. Haba me'imcha, that comes from within you. V'lo hezinu, however, we were not so, we did not receive, we did not listen. V'lo yitu oizim l'shmoya, habris, hagumul sheftachto bebris, the reward. You, Hashem, are the guardian of the bris, the reward you promised the others. Al yimat, now he's mispalel, do not make light of our suffering. Rotzo loymar, let our suffering be considered great, and through our suffering it shall atone. We shall be purged from our sins. Asher mitzvah osnu, Asher mitzvah osanu, v'chozim farish l'malchenu, who? Our kings, our prophets, and so on and so forth. Mimei malchi Asher, shohoyu rishonim asher haru l'Yisrael, the first ones to exile the Jewish people. We learn this sefer, Yeshaya was Melech Asher. That's where real the Golas first began. That was unprecedented. There were many tzaras with the Polishtim at the time of Yehoshua and Shoiftim and Shmuel, but never was there an exile until the time of Melech Asher. The Ata Tzadik Hadin Imcha Im Kol Hatla Boleinu, we acknowledge that all of our suffering we deserve. Ki Emes Asisa Ki Ata Hayisa Ames Umekayim Kol Mashavtach Shehivtach Tanu, whatever you promised, you have done. We have no complaints against you, Hashem. And the reason why we suffer is because here he's teaching, we are wicked, we deserve more than what we have reached. That's part of Tzidduk HaDin. Part of Tzidduk HaDin is to acknowledge, not only do we deserve what we have received, we deserve even more. And that's how he ties the pasuk to the sin. Very powerful chiddush. V'anachnu hirshanu, v'loy asinu, v'loy, no, let's do that, v'loy asinu kigmul haroi, I'm not sure what he means by that.
Well, it means that we have paid him for the good that he's done for us.
We have not reciprocated by doing good for good. So he's saying, okay, fine. We have not been good to you the way that you have been good to us. And therefore, we deserve all of the suffering which comes upon us. Pasuk Lam Dal Yes Malkenu Ratzlem Veim Malkenu Hirshanu Hirshanu Ki Gam Heimol Yosu Tarasecha Asher Hayisa Mas Shabuhem Lasaisam. They also did not listen. You warned the kings. Specifically, refers mostly to Malkei Yisrael. The Malkei Yisrael, by and large, were very wicked. The Malchei Yehuda, by and large, were tzaddikim until the very end. B'malchusam, im shohayi b'chem ha'mamlucha v'rev tova, am kol zeh lo'ya avducha v'lashav midarchim ha'roim, even though you gave them everything, they were wicked. L'amed vav, hinei ratzlemer avalatu, hinei anachnu avodim malchei paras, now we're slaves to the king of Persia. Marbe, ki malchei paras, lo'ykhe mehem amas v'chodov ha'yofa af noim, they take from us everything that is good. They leave us with nothing. Kiritzonam, Oisim Kirukir, so they do what they want. Okay, so this concludes Perek Yud. Just one Medrash Agada. One Medrash Agada I wanted to point out, Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk we start with today, Pasuk Perek Test. That's for Perek Test. There's one Agada. And when we started today, we start with the Pasuk Vayamu, Vayimu, Bach, Vayashlichu, Es Toirosucha, Acharei Gavon. And they cast the Torah behind their bodies. I'll read you the Medrash. The Medrash says, what does it mean they cast their Torah? Sho'alu leben Azai. Deroish lanu dover echa bin akinos. They asked Ben Azai, tell us one of the kinos. Tell us some of the lamentations. Like why we went into Golos. Amalohem. So Ben Azai, you know Ben Azai, he never got married. Nafshi choshka b'Torah. He couldn't take himself away from Torah for one moment. And he loved her, so he focused on this very powerful insight to Ben Azai's frame of mind. When they asked him, tell us a kina, a lament, an elegy, he quoted this pasuk. Vayashlichu es toirosecha. This is what was important to him. Loigalu ad shekafru biyichudo shel olam uviaseres hadibros uvemila shenidnu le'es shimdar. V'hachamishei chum shei toirah Kiminyan Echa Hadohu Dikse Vayashlichu Es Toyrascha. They did not go into Golos until they denied the Yehudah Shekhalash Baruch Hu, the Aseres Hadibros, and Brismila. Brismila, where does he get Brismila from this place? I'm not exactly sure. But he says they denied the Aseres Hadibros and the Chamishe. Part of what he said was the Aseres Hadibros and the Chamishe Chum Shei Torah. The Golos did not begin until, and how does he know that? Vayashlichu es Toiroscha. Toiroscha includes the Aseres Hadibros and the Chamishe Chum Shei Torah. The Jewish people denied it. They denied that it was Minash Shamayim, and that is what was the beginning of the Golus Vayashlichu es Toiroscha Acharei Gavecha. Torah is not important. It's a very powerful limud musar. The Torah is important. Okay. Yes.
Enough to do it, but v'chai bohem.
Oh.
In other words, different levels.
Yes. Yes, you have to. It has to be.
Also, they use the words Rehem or Yvehem, and Amei Yoram and they use different terms that when the Jews are not good.